Tuesday night, or Lulamid Lisan, Maitsafir. We're really in the thick of things. It's going to get the worst before it gets better. Worse meaning Chas V'Shalom, worse, more complicated. It's really, this is heavy stuff. I'll try to simplify it as much as I can. We're in Shmaitza Aleph Perek Yud, where the Shmaitza had cited a Machlokes Marsha and Maram Lublin, how to understand a Tosfos. Tosfos asks a question by Nida, who sees Dam, where it seems that Me'ikar Hadin, certainly, Me'ikar Hadin, certainly Daya Shaita. We're not Choshesh that the Dam came out of, was Ne'ekar, from the body, in a way that makes her Tome before she saw it. Me'ikar Hadin, the soul holds with Machmir, by Trum of a Kotchim, but Me'ikar Hadin, we're not Choshesh. And Tosfos says, why aren't we Choshesh? There's enough of a... I'm giving a synopsis before we start learning, a summary, because we have to... Tosfos says, why not? Why not? Why don't we say Savik Tumah Bishus Ayach, it's Fekot Tomei? So Tosfos says, and there's a famous Yesod, that you don't learn out from Sota, Tumah L'Mafreya. You don't go retroactive. Just like by Sota, we're only talking about Mikano L'Haba, from when the Safik was Nolat, obviously. The Safik was Nolat if he was Mazaneh, so it's only from that point in time. So too, whenever you learn out Safik Tumah Bishus Ayach, it's Fekot Tomei, it's only from the point in time of the latest HaSafek, even though in the case of Tumah, it's possible that the Safek was there before, that the Tumah was there before, but we say it starts from now. Okay. And obviously then it's not relevant to the Isha Nida, because now she's Vaday Tomei, she's Adam. The only Safek that there is L'Mafreya. Okay. The Marsha understood Tosfos as saying that that's only when there's a cheskas tahira, and you want to learn out from Sota such a big chiddush that it's tamei and it's vaday tamei, not sofek tamei, but sofek kivaday. That's part of the limud from Sota. It's considered like vaday tumah, and even against the chazaka. So the Marshal learns that. That's when you don't. It's when there's a cheskas taira that you don't learn out Tumah L'Mafreya from Sota. But if there's no cheskas taira, the din of that you learn out from Sota, that Safek Kavadai, you know, there's not a Safek Tumah, it's a Vaday Tumah. If it's not up against the Cheskas Taira, you could learn out even Tumah L'Mafreya. So learns the Marsha. I saw in one of the Shmaitzes that we have that indeed Rav Shimon Shkop and Shari Yosher takes issue with that, with just on the basis of Svara, that you know if you're saying that the paradigm is Sota, and if it's not like Sota in because it's retroactive. So then you can't learn out from Sota, so then how do you make this differentiation that this din you do learn out from Sota and this din you don't learn out from Sota? Okay, but we're going to, but Akabana the Marsha says that maybe as we learn through Shmaitza Yud, Perek Yud and Perek Yud Aleph, we'll come across a Svara to explain this. Akabana, that's the Marsha. The Maram, Milublin, in the back of the Gemara, on the bottom of the Marsha, the Maram, Hitaka rejects it. And he says, Tosfos means you don't learn out from Sota anything. So you're left with a Safek Tumah, not a Vaday Tumah, because you don't learn out from Sota, Tumah L'Mafreya. The Shmaitza then, I'm sorry if I'm boring you, it's good because it's going to get even more complicated, so I like to show like the linear thread, so to speak. The Shmaitza says that the Marsha saw, he doesn't explain the logic of the Marsha, but he says the Marsha saw it in the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about a Braisa that says you have a mikvah that you found a mikveh, shenimdad, you measured a mikveh, and it turned out it was possible. Some had sprung a leak. You know at one time it was 40 saw, and everything was put into the mikveh and made tahar, but at some point in time it became 39 saw. And you don't know when that point in time is. And meanwhile, everybody was being told that Kalim there, and touching Truma and Kachim, and everything was... So, Rabbonon say that Bein Bishus HaYochid, Bein Bishus HaRabim, everything's to be considered Tomei. Back to the time when you know for sure the mikveh was good, obviously. But from then on, everything's to be considered Tomei. Whether the Tzafik Tumah happened in Rosh Hashanah Yachid or Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And Rav Shimon holds Rosh Hashanah Rabim Tohor and Rosh Hashanah Yachid Tolin to Tzafik. And the Gemara ends up saying as follows, after a little complication, the Gemara says, Chachamim hold of something called Tarte Lureyusa. Two strikes against you. One strike is the Cheskas Tumah, everything that was tabled in the mikveh had a Cheskas Tumah, and Rechoser Lefanecha, as it's called. Sometimes that's called Chazoka Dahashta, the status quo. There's really always, there's like two opposing forces. You have the Chazoka that you know at one point in time the mikveh was kosher, and that's pushing you to say it's kosher up until the point in time when you know for sure it's possible. That's the chazaka we're more familiar with. That's called chazaka de meikara, the original state, status. And you say that continued up until the point in time when you know for sure it changed. But there is an opposing chazaka, although a weaker one, called chazaka de hashta. The other rabbi, sometimes we have the vadai state now, and we're looking back and we say, well, let's assume that this state was up until such time that we know for sure it wasn't. That's Chazaka Dahashta. So here you have a Chazaka Dahashta, Harei Choser Lefanecha, and a Chanami normally in a slugfest between the Chazaka Deme'ikara of the mikveh and the Chazaka Dahashta of the mikveh. The Chazaka Deme'ikara would win. But here you have a team up, the 1-2 punch of the Cheskas Tumah of the person and the Harei Choser Lefanecha of the mikveh. So that's called Tarte Lureyusa. It's strike two, right? Tarte Lureyusa, strike one, strike two. You combine the two forces. There's two forces mitigating. You want to know the longness of Tarte Lureyusa? Is that your question?
Why are you taking the chazak at the end?
That's what you mean at the end. You mean the chazak at the hashta.
The chazak at the hashta is supposed
to... You're not choosing chazak at the hashta over chazak at the meikara. You're saying Tarte Lureyusa. You have a force of chazak at the hashta. Normally, if all you would have is Chazak at the Hashta versus Chazak at the Meikara, the Chazak at the Meikara would win. It's considered to be stronger. But the Chazak at the Hashta is, so to speak, teaming up with the Cheskas Tumah. How does it team up? Is it a Svara that it should team up? The Charedim are saying two different things. They're not really teaming up. One's talking about the mikvah, one's talking about the person. Again, we're not going to go into it now. Rather, Rav Abba talked about it in the Shirim, but we won't go into it at this point. I still want to make sure we have the Cheshbon of the Shmaitzah correct. So the Gemara says Tarte Lureyusa is the reason of Rabbonon. Rav Shimon does not hold of Tarte Lureyusa, but Rav Shimon rather holds that the paradigm of Sota doesn't work for the whole din of Safek Avadai. Because Sota's Raglayim Ludover, there's reason to suspect you were Musana. So he holds every Safek Tumah Bishus HaYochid is Sfeiko Tomei only as a Safek, not as a Vadai. And he doesn't hold of Tarte Lureyusa, and therefore he says Bishus HaYochid it's Tolin, and Bishus HaRabim it's Tor, because you learn out from Sota that Bishus HaRabim is Tor. Okay. The Maram Lublin says there, the Maram Lublin, okay, wait. Maram Lublin points out that another reason why you can't learn out from Sota, and it's Rabbanan just say Tartil Reyosa. They hold you can't use Sota here as a paradigm. So the Maran Bublin says, you know why you can't use Sota as a paradigm here? Because we're talking about Tumma the Mafreya. We're talking about all those Tummas that were used. Now we measured the Mikvah and it was Chaser. We want to know what about the last 6 months. They measured the Mikvah 6 months ago, it was good. They're measuring it now, it's no good. We want to know about the last 6 months. So the Maran Bublin says, of course you cannot use Sota as a paradigm. That's Tumma the Mafreya. So that's why we talk about Tartei L'Reusa.
But even under Tartei L'Reusa, wouldn't you have the Cheskos Tyre and the Cheskos Tumma of the Mikvah? Wouldn't they cancel each other out?
There's no. The person has a Cheskos Tumma. The person or the Kalim have a Cheskos Tumma.
Right, but at some point you didn't have 40 Sa.
Yeah, but we don't know when that point was. And maybe it was just now.
Right, but Tartei L'Reusa,
combines the Cheskos Tumma of the Kli, let's say,
right,
and the Harei Chaser Lefanecha of the Mikvah.
Right.
But we don't use Sota.
Correct, but the problem with the Mikvah, what I'm saying is, I forget what the other case was, that the two Cheskos canceled each other out, so it wasn't counted at all.
They don't cancel each other. I'm not sure which two you mean. There are three forces here. There are three forces. In Hilchas Sfeikas, there are three forces. You have the Cheskos Tumma, you have a Sofek. So you have a Cheskos Tumma of the person or of the items, mitigating to say, Tomei. Until, you don't know, it's a Sofek. So they're pushing to say Tomei. The Chazaka, the Meikara of the Mikvah, which is a Cheskos Kashrus of the Mikvah, is pushing to say Tor. The Harei Chaser Lefanecha, which is a Chazaka Dmeikara, is pushing to say Tomei. So you have these three forces. We're not talking about, it's important to remember, we're talking about what to do B'makom Safek. And we're not talking about clarification to know. We're not talking about one witness against one witness, or two witnesses against two witnesses. We don't know. We're using certain rules. The Torah gave us certain rules that teach us what to do when we don't know. So you say, what do you mean? If you don't know, so it's a suffix. So you either say suffix deraisa l'chumra, or say like the Rambam, suffix deraisa l'kula. But that's not true. The Torah gave us ways of resolving sfeikos. This may be an important hakdama. The Torah gave us legal ways of dealing with sfeikos, certain legal ways that we follow certain rules to determine. We're not really resolving the suffix in the sense of finding out what truly happened. Obviously, Chazaka doesn't tell you what truly happened. But we have certain rules that we follow, legal rules, that says, you may make certain assumptions based on certain rules. Now, they learned that from Pesukim. The more famous ones that we're used to is Chazaka, which means that normally it means the last known status before the suffix occurred. So you follow the last known status till you know that the situation changed. That's why by every suffix. Now obviously if you have a piece of meat and you don't know if it's kosher or treif, so there is no chazaka.
Right.
No chazaka. Because you don't know what it is. A girl is born, you don't know if she's kosher or kahuna or not. No chazaka. Because the suffix is from the moment she's born. She was never anything. But if a woman was announced by a man, and you have a question, did she become posel to kahuna or not? Was he kosher or posel? Did he make her usher to a kayan? So then we say, listen, the woman has a cheskos. So you say, okay, suffix, she's usher to a kayan. That's not true. She has a cheskos kashrus. And until you know for sure that she's not kosher, you're using chazaka. You have rov, you have the power of rov. You have Ruba de Issa come on. You have Ruba de Lessa come on. These are all rules in the Torah. The Torah gave legal rules that maybe the whole concept is a chiddush. Maybe it's good to speak it out. The Torah gave legal rules to follow b'mokom ha-safek, even though you're not really resolving the safek. Maybe that's a chiddush. Maybe if it was up to us, we would say, why should there be any rules? The only thing to do is clarify the safek. If you don't clarify the safek, so you have to say something derives to the chumra, or something derives to the kula, or whatever you want to say, the din of the safek. But why should there be any other rules unless you clarify the safek? It's a safek. That's all. So how do you clarify a safek? Maybe one witness, maybe two witnesses, maybe do some investigative detective work and figure out what it is. But that's not the case. We have chazaka, we have rov. We have even two types of rov. We have many types of chazaka. You know, the most famous chazaka that we don't even think of, I'm going off on a tangent now, but this is very important principles. Probably the most famous chazaka that we don't even think about as a chazaka is Hamos Mechavel of Araya, Cheskas Momen. What's Cheskas Momen? It's a chazaka. It's a safek. A safek was nolad. We're talking about the Zedrora de Mamona, which means a safek was nolad. Now, maybe, Sumchis holds, there's a Tana in the Gemara that holds Momen Hamutal b'safek Cholkin. We're talking about a real safek exists. We're not talking about, I say you owe me money. You know, that's not chazaka. Right? That's not chazaka. Then I have to prove it. That's partial. I have to prove it if I want to say you owe me money. But we're talking about if a real safek exists. Machlof Parah b'Chamor, like the famous case. We enter into a transaction, and we know that at 12 o'clock, your cow became my cow. And the cow gave birth, and now we don't know when it gave birth, a minute to 12 or a minute after 12. That we don't know. All right, that's Machlof Parah b'Chamor, the quintessential case of Safek Momen. So Sumchis Taka holds Momen Amutl b'Safek Cholkin. Split the difference. Split it. You don't know whose child it is, whose Vlad it is. So you get half and you get half. By a drawer de Mamona, of course. We're not talking about if I come into Bezin and say, you owe me $100, you have to give me 50. That's not a drawer de Mamona. We're talking about a drawer de Mamona. But we paskun like Chachamim, that's not true. That we say, Cheskas Momen. You're holding on to the money. That's also Chazaka. You have Cheskas Momen. You have Cheskas Haguf. Yeah, the chazaka, if you don't know when the person became a mitzora, you don't know when the person got a mum, so you say cheskos haguf, chazaka de meikora, right? We say the last known status, but we call it status quo. If you remain, status quo means you remain with the last known status. That's what it really means, status quo. Quo means you're omeid, right? Omeid. It means you stay with it. You stay with the last known status till you know it changed. That's a very big chiddush. That's a chiddush haTorah. Now, this cheskas moment, this chazaka de meikara of the guf, that the guf is shalem, if it's a question of when a man marries a woman, and then she has a mum, it turns out, and the question is if it's a mekach tos, and you don't know when the mum happened. So, again, she has a cheskas haguf, that it happened at the last... You say it happened at the last possible time. You don't know that it happened before. She has a chazaka that she was shalem until you know for sure the mum happened. Then you have a cheskas din if something is a kosher or posel. That's a cheskas din. There's all different types of chazaka demeikaras. Then you have a chazaka dahashta, which means sometimes you have a suffix what was, and we know the present status, and we work backwards. We say that we assume that the present situation always existed until we know for sure it didn't. Right? There are all different types of chazakas. Chazakas momen, chazaka demeikara, chazaka demeikara of the guf, chazaka demeikara of the din, kosher, apostle, asur mutter, ishasish, penuya, right? All chazakas. Chazaka demeikara, chazaka dahashta.
And I guess
and
my...
And then you have rov. Rov, Ruben the Easter come on. Ruben the Lesser come on. Right, so all rules, the Torah decided in its wisdom that even when you have not clarified a suffek, we have rules of dealing with the suffek. What should the person do? We allow him to make assumptions based on certain legal rules, I'll call them, based on certain legalities. Chazakah is a legal rule that we follow. We follow Chazakah. We haven't resolved anything. We don't kid ourselves that we now know what happened. Of course you don't. Chazakah is just a rule, a din. It's not a clarification.
But wouldn't theoretically the Cheskas, Miyakara and the Cheskas Hashta, they're approaching it both, and somewhere in the middle, they cancel each other out?
You very rarely have both. You very rarely have both. Until you give a woman, you make a kiddushin in a woman, mm-hmm. and you're not sure it's a suffix if it was chal or not. So you have a Cheskas Pnuya. You don't have a Chazakah the Hashta, because all you have now is a suffix. Did she become a nation's issue now? So you only have a chazakah d'meikara.
But in the case of the mikvah, you do have
that. In the case of the
mikvah,
you happen to have both. Mm-hmm. Now, There's a rule for that rule. And the rule is chazakah d'meikara trumps a chazakah d'hashta.
Okay.
It's a rule. But here we have a tarte l'reusa. We have that the chazakah d'hashta is not demolished. I'm not sure what word to use. It's still there. It's still a force to be reckoned with. So enochanami, if it would just be it against the chazaka de meikara, mm-hmm. chazaka de meikara means because the mikvah has a chazaka that it was kosher, but now you see it's chaser, so now it has a chazaka that it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
So again, the chazaka de meikara would trump chazaka de hashta. Meikara means original, mm-hmm. hashta means now. Chazaka de meikara trumps chazaka de hashta. But here we have a chiddush. It's a rule that we have a concept called tarte l'reusa. We take the chazaka de hashta and we say that's mitigating that all of these sfeikos should be ruled tamei, because the chazaka de hashta says mikvah bad, mikvah choser, mikvah no good. And you have the cheskas tuma of all of these items. They have a chazaka of tuma.
So in this case, you don't do anything with cheskas meikara then.
Exactly. You hook up the tarte l'reusa. That's Rabbanon Svara. Rabbanon says you hook up strike one and strike two. Now, tarte l'reusa is also a question. What is the lumdus? Are you really adding up two things? They're talking about two different things. The cheskas tamei is addressing the status of the person directly, saying he's tamei. The chazaka d'hashta of the mikvah is addressing the kashrus of the mikvah. They both give you a result that the fellow's tamei. Because if the mikvah's no good, the fellow's still tamei. He never became tor, right? So that's, Rav Abba talked about that. That's the question is, does tarte l'reusa add up? 1 + 1 = 2. How does it work? We're far from that. Trust me, we're far from that. Right now, we're happy that we understand that this tarte l'reusa, and that's the reason of Rabboni. Right now, the Maram, like sort of Lishitoso, points out that. Wait, you want to tell Ido we're going to end up learning the... Tell him at 9 o'clock we're taking over the table. At 9 o'clock we're taking over the table. Maram Lublin says, yeah, tarte l'reusa, because sota can't be the paradigm. Can't, because we're talking about Tumah l'mafreya, so forget about tarte l'reusa. The Marsha comes along, and but the Gemara has a law shown that Rabbanan learn it out from Sota. So the Maram, Rublin, has to turn a stickle somersault and say the Gemara is Lav Davka, and the Gemara doesn't really mean it, blah, blah, blah. The Marsha learns no. The Marsha learns that you learn out the Tarte l'reusa is for the Rishus HaRabim. That's why it's Vaday Tomei and the Rishus HaRabim. Because they're talking about Rishus HaRabim, There's no paradigm of sota. If anything, there's a paradigm of sota that's tar. So we say tarte l'reya. So that's why the Gemara brings up the issue of tarte l'reya. So according to Rabbonon, to make it tomei and rishus a rabbin. But tomei and rishus a yochid, you learn out from sota, because you're not dealing with a cheskos tyra. Why? You're not dealing with a cheskos tyra, because adarabah, the person has a cheskos tuma. The person has a cheskos tuma. The mikvah might have a cheskos kosher, but the person has a cheskos tuma, so that for sure cancels each other out. So you're dealing with a chazokah-less state. Like, there is no chazokah. In a chazokah-less state, you could learn out from the sota paradigm, this is mamish the marsha, and this is the point of the shmaitza, that this is where the marsha saw his chiddush. He saw his chiddush in this gemara, that the gemara does say the phrase that Rabbanan learned out from sota. Rabbanan make a statement like this: bein b'shus ha-yachid, bein b'shus ha-rabim, it's considered vaday tomei. This mikvah shenim dad, right? This mikvah problem. And they learn it out from sota. But then there's a whole bump, the Gemara, bump, bumpity bump, and it ends up saying tarte l'reyusa. So the Maram Lublin learns, the Gemara never meant sota. Sota's out the window here, because it's tumala mafreya. So nobody's learning out anything from sota. And the point is tarte l'reyusa. And that's why it's vaday tome, bein b'shus ha-yochid, bein b'shus ha-rabim, Rabbanan hold tarte l'reyusa. The Marsha says, no. Adarabah, this is wonderful, this is beautiful. The Gemara uses Tarte L'Reyosa to explain why Bishus HaRabim, it's Vaday Tomei. But in Bishus HaYochid, it's Vaday Tomei, because you learn it out from Sota. Because you can learn out from Sota. You can, yes, learn out from Sota, Tumala Mafreya, as long as there's no opposing Chazaka, right? This is the Marsha Shita. This is exactly what the Shmaitza brought the Marsha, and he says the Marsha, the Shmaitza's point now is that the Marsha saw it in the Gemara Nida, because he learned the Gemara meant what it said, that Rabbanan learned it out from Sota, but it's referring to the Rishus HaYochid. It's Tumala Mafreya, yeah, but there's no Chazaka, there's no opposing Chazaka, because Adarabah, the person has a Cheskos Tuma, and the mikvah has a cheskos kosher, they cancel each other out, boom, boom.
Which is still, in my mind, still different than not existing at all. They do exist, but they cancel each other out versus okay. It never existed.
The Marsha doesn't hold that that makes a difference. And therefore you have a case of no chazaka, and therefore in Rishus HaYochid, Sota teaches you that it's Tomei L'Mafreya Vaday. That's all. And Rishus HaRabim, that's when you have Tarte L'Reyus. What? Sorry?
If you're in Rishus HaRabim, you're saying Tarte L'Reyus. So why can't you just say Rishus HaYachid also?
What do you mean, why can't you?
It doesn't go away.
You're right, but it's...
Why do you have to bring in Sota?
Because you don't need Tarte... Because it's true. So the Gemara brings it in, because the Gemara starts off with that, you learn it out from Sota. The Gemara then asks, but if you learn it out from Sota, so then why in Rishus HaRabim is it Tomei? In Rishus HaRabim it should be Tor. So the Gemara answers Tarte L'Reyusa. So the Maram Lublin says the Gemara is making a complete about face, turning away from Sota, rather because Sota really has a problem of Tumala Mafreya. So the Gemara really is hooked into now Tarte L'Reyusa. Marsha says, no! Sota is like your first station, your first tachana. In Rishus HaYochid, it's perfectly fine. We don't need the Chiddush of Tarte L'Reyusa. It's Tumala Mafreya. So that's where the Marsha saw his Chiddush. That when there's no opposing Chazaka, you say, you learn out from Sota, even Tumala Mafreya. That's Safik Kavadai. And you use the Tarte L'Reyusa only for Rishus HaRabim. That's okay. We're going to. I'm sorry. I hope. I think it's worthwhile. Okay. Now, we're sort of at the end of Perek Yud, not really the end. There's a paragraph that starts with the word, the La'amod al Birur Shitos Marsho Maram. By me, it starts a paragraph. It's towards the end of Perek Yud, the La'amod. Well, here's that. Yeah, the La'amod. So here's there. Maybe you want to circle the La'amod. Here. It's like the. Everybody has it as the end of a paragraph. The La'amod. You have it?
Yeah.
Okay. The La'amod al Birur Shitos Marsho Umaram Lublin is going to explain it further. Tzrichamonu Betchila Leforesh Loshen HaToysvis. We're going to explain Toysvis in the beginning of Nida that talks about. You have it?
Yeah.
There's no point if you don't have it. Yeah, I'll give it to you. One second. Yeah, the La'amot. The La'amot al Bir Shitas Marsha Maram Lublin. Srichamonu Betchila, we have to start off. Leforesh Loshen HaToysvus. We have to go back to the Toysvus, the granddaddy Toysvus. The Toysvus that introduces us to the idea that Tumala Mafreya you can't learn out from Sota. Umishom, and we have to examine Toysvus more carefully. Umishom Nuchalamud Lanias Daiti, it seems to me that then we'll be able to clarify further Al Biru Shitosam. We'll be able to clarify further the Marsha and the Maran. Let's examine Toysvus more carefully. Okay, b'nei b'toysus reish nida b'tchilas divrayim. Toysus starts off with his first question. Hikshu she yatomei b'shus hayochid, that this nida, right, she saw dam, and we have a suffix, when did the dam really leave her uterus, when did it really make her tomei? The din seems to be that everybody's moda, that me'ikar ha-din, only now, at this point in time when she sees the dam. So Toysus asks, she atomei b'shus hayochid afilu l'chulin, meaning their mach beisilul is machmir for truma and kodshin. But let it be tomei b'shus hayochid, even l'chulin, kiven de b'shus hayochid lo mahani chazaka. So we don't follow chazaka, and we have a suffik. So why don't we say suffik avada? Why don't we use the sota paradigm? The helu, Toysus answers, this, you know, this is where the whole thing comes from. Okay. Toysus then says, the Chazru Vehikshu. Toysus then asks a second question. A weird question. Amai Machmirin and Bekotchim Utruma. Why are Basil Machmir by Kotchim and Truma? And their Mitame Misofek, right? They go back in time to the last time she was Bodek, right? To the last time she checked and found herself Tohar. From that moment on, she's Tomei now, retroactively. Because we're Machmir by Truma V'Kotchim. V'Chozu V'Hikshu Damai Machmirin V'Kotchim V'Tuma Afilu B'Shus HaRabim, and we're so Machmir even B'Shus HaRabim, keeping the B'Shus HaRabim Sveiko Tohor Afilu Lekha Chazoko. We know that in B'Shus HaRabim Sofek Tuma is Tohor. So
how is this?
Why are we Machmir? That's what Toysus asked. That's his second question.
How is this in Rishus Aram?
If she touched something in Rishus Aram. She touched something in Rishus Aram.
When did she see the dam?
She saw the dam at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That doesn't matter. But she touched something at 1:30. She saw the dam at 2 o'clock. She touched something in Rishus Aram at 1:30. So the Shmaitzer is very puzzled here. Why does Toysus pop up with this question? Given the quirk Toysus, you just said. The Le'alfinu Lamafreya, you don't learn out the halachas of retroactiveness. Given the Lo Domi Lesota, because Sota is not Lamafreya. So the Shmaitz is asking, the Hechid Le'alfinu Lamafreya B'Shus HaYochid, just like you don't learn out the downside, so Viktumah B'Shus HaYochid Sveiko Tomei, you don't learn that out Lamafreya, because you don't learn how to tumble my fair from Sota. Hachanami, so too. Loyalfinim Bishus Arabim. We shouldn't learn out Sufik Tumah Bishus Arabim, Sveko Tor. Kivan Deino Doma Lusota. Taisa is just saying, you don't learn out Sufik Tumah Lumafreya from Sota. So he said it cuts both ways. You don't learn out Sufik Tumah Bishus Arabim, Sveko Tomei. You also don't learn out Sufik Tumah Bishus Arabim, Sveko Tor. So why does Tysus, he just got through saying his Yesod, you don't learn out Tumulam Afreya from Sota, and now he says, okay, so why are Beisulam Machmir by Truma Vakotchim, even Bishus Arabim, why don't we say the din of Sufik Tumah Bishus Arabim Sveiko Tor? You just said that you don't learn out. Like, what, why is Tysus doing that? And Ishmaitza says, but Ramban B'chidusha, if you look at a Ramban, on Masechas Nida, Kol Olam Yachad, he asks both questions. Taisus asks the question from Rishus HaYochid Tomei, then he gives an answer to Tumulam Afreya. And then he asks, what about Rishus HaRabim Tohor, why is Beisil Machmir by Turma Vakotchim? The Ramban asks both questions together. Sheik Shekush Yisanal, Rishus HaYochid Amai Tohor, that's Me'ikar Hadin, in other words, Luchulin, Rishus HaRabim, the Tomei, the Turma Vakotchim, even the Alfinan Misota, Imkeim, Rishus HaYochid Tomei, Afilu Ika Chazoka, Ubishus HaRabim Tohor, Afilu Leka Chazoka. The Tirits and the Ramban answers both questions with one fell swoop. Lefishain Donin Tumma de la Mafreya Misota. Bein Rishus HaYochid to say Tomei, Ubein Rishus HaRabim to say Tohor, Ayin Shom. Vareisha Kolal Teridze de la Mafreya. Bein l'shus ha'yochid u'bein l'shus ha'rabim. Very logical. U'betoises kosvu l'gabi rishus ha'yochid b'inyan acher. He answers, you don't say tumala mafreya, you don't learn out from Saita tumala mafreya. U'bishus ha'rabim, he gives a completely different answer. As if it's not nogeya him, what he just said 1 minute ago. He just said, you don't learn out from Sota tumala mafreya. So the Ramban says that applies to learning out from Sota, Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYochid Sveiko Tomei, and it applies to learning out from Sota, Sofik Tumah Bishus HaRabim Sveiko Tor. Tysus is like, weird! He just got through saying, you don't learn out from Sota, Tumah Lamafreya. And then he says, okay, but why don't we say Sofik Tumah Bishus HaRabim Sveiko Tor? And the Ramban answers both questions with the same answer. Why does Tysus pop up? That's the Ramban. Ubitoisus kosvu lagabi rishus ayochid binyan acher. Ubishus rabbin besignu nacher. Umaze chilik rishuyas. What's Tysus like? He's making a chilik like he, as if this rule that you don't learn out tumulam afreya from Sota is.